Police don't know. They're doing the process of the law, but that person in that car doesn't know either. They're afraid. So we got to do more to educate both entities.
People saying, we can't stay in our own house. They're trying to steal our homes. They're putting liens on us. And some of them are bogus, and then they won't take our money when it's because we haven't satisfied the lien.
Welcome to Lawmakers Spotlight. I'm Donna Lowry. Here you will find in-depth interviews with Georgia lawmakers and leaders on the issues driving the legislative session. These conversations go beyond the headlines to explore how decisions are made and what they mean for you and your community. Now, I want to get into a wide range of legislation with our guests. First, Democratic Senator Donzella James of Atlanta, a longtime member of the Senate. She is chair of the Urban Affairs Committee and vice chair of Interstate Cooperation. Also here is Democratic Representative Carl Gilliard of Savannah. He has served in the House for 10 years and is on the Appropriations Committee and is Secretary of Creative Arts and Industry, and he's also on Insurance and Transportation, all of those committees. Welcome to the show to both of you.
Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you.
We got a lot to get through, so let's start with you, Chairman James. 106, SB 106, it deals with tenant-landlord relations. What's the reason behind that bill?
We had many students, especially from our HBCUs, who came and complained to us that their rent was doubling, tripling, and even quadrupling when they could not get in a dorm, and they had to stay in an apartment or a house close by. And they had been renting for a long time, so we looked at the escalating rent, and we said that they were gorging these students. And then we found out it was all over the state, especially near any university. And it wasn't just HBCUs. It was Georgia Tech and Georgia State and other ones, too. So we looked at what we could do, and they said we couldn't put rent control because Georgia has a repeal on rent control. So as a result, we realized after talking to the lawyers, the only thing we could do is give, in order to give the different counties and cities the control, and they want local control anyway, was to pass a bill to repeal the restriction on rent control.
And so we talked about SB 106, but right now it's bipartisan. It's kind of moved into another bill with...
Well, no, the other bills that moved were with the HOA because we worked with predatory HOAs, and we've had five hearings. And each one, we have more and more people who come not just from the Fulton County or the metropolitan area, but they come from Valdosta, Waycross, Savannah. And in fact, Savannah had a big rally for us. And we had our one of our meetings there and a big hearing where we had so many of the people saying, we can't stay in our own house. They're trying to steal our homes. They're putting liens on us. And some of them are bogus. And then they won't take our money when it's because we haven't satisfied the lien.
And this is for not paying your HOA dues.
This is what it's supposed to be for not paying. But most of them can't pay if they don't cut the grass to a certain length or have the wrong Christmas tree decorations that's not in their covenant or paint their shutters black instead of white. And that's not in the covenant. So once they put a lien against you, then most of them will not take any more of your payments.
So explain what the bill would do.
So the bill would, we have four or five bills. But what they would do is to make sure we save homeowners because the liens would no longer be able to foreclose on the property. So it's a lot of details in it. But the new one says 406, and that was Senator Brass. And we worked together on that one.
Okay, so you have SB 106, 406, and then...
and 408.
408, okay.
And then 406 is the main one that we're pushing.
Okay, I know you have more, so we'll get to back to you in a moment.
Thank you.
Representative Gilliard, I want you to talk about what's behind HB 465, the Autism Missing Person Alert System Act.
Well, Donna, you know, last year the Georgia General Assembly, and I applaud all the members, we passed this bill unanimously. in the Georgia General Assembly. Being one of 10 children, I'm the knee baby. My brother is autistic and has Down syndrome. We're blessed that he didn't gravitate to the waterways and to the highways. The average family member, if they drift away, that's where they usually end up. And because of that, we want to place something in place that's modeled after Maddie's Law that protects and speeds up the process to put the information out there. The GBI's helped me with this bill. It's a great bill that saves lives. It'll get the information out far faster and give us a chance to save lives.
Okay, well, let's hear from someone who supports the bill and spoke at the Capitol.
As an autistic man, I understand firsthand what sensory overload and dysregulation feel like. In moments of dysregulation, I may avoid eye contact, make sudden movements, or struggle to communicate effectively.
And what he is really concerned about is, he, and he talks about that, being in a situation where he is pulled over by the police.
Well, it's, how can we know and define it? I think Senator James Eric's Law alludes to that also. Police don't know. They're doing the process of the law, but that person in that car doesn't know either. They're afraid. So we got to do more to educate both entities.
Yeah, so let's talk about it. I think we have video of this. Eric actually is a person who is in another state. What state is he in?
Maryland.
I think he's in Maryland. Yeah, he's in Maryland. And this is Eric. And that is what it would involve, putting a butterfly, right? Right on the license plate. If you want it.
You know, Senator James brought this bill forward, and I stand with a supporter. When he came down, he showed us that they did it in Maryland. We can do it in Georgia. It's a great bill. We need to get this bill passed and save lives one at a time.
Yeah. So you brought him here.
Yes. It's Eric's ID law. And we have been working with autism as well over the past 3 years. My grandson has autism. And he's turned 15, and he looks like a man because he's over 6 feet tall. And, you know, I don't want him to be mistaken by police to be a criminal or something, or running, because he, you know, that's what they do. They frail their arms sometimes and get nervous, or pull their phone out when they say, put your hands up. And if he's done nothing, he could possibly be injured or killed.
Okay, we'll keep up with that one. I also know you have another homeowner's bill. This is to offer certificates to homeowners who were with homeowners associations?
Yes, because so many people who have either condominium associations, homeowner associations, PPAs, whatever, they will often have to go to court to prove that they don't owe a certain amount of money, so they're not getting the proper receipts. So I wanted them to get a certificate for paying, because if they say, I've been paying 20 years and I no longer owe, if they don't have anything to prove it, then they that's when they try to foreclose on them and purchase their homes from under them.
Okay, we'll keep an eye on that too. Mm-hmm. I want to get one more of your bills, and this is called the Darren Lewis Saving Lives Act. And it deals with the police chases. Talk about that.
Last year in Savannah, Georgia, unfortunately, a young man named Darren Lewis was walking out of his home, never to know that in the residential neighborhood where he lived, that there would be a high-speed chase. He lost his life. In Georgia, last year, 2025, we had the highest rate of chases in reference to accidents, etc. This is a saving lives bill that goes toward law enforcement and those civilians. At a certain point, when you're going through the neighborhoods, there needs to be a point of cease and desist. There needs to be training that will help save lives, because the average person doesn't know what's going on in the residential area. So specifically residential areas, it's not prohibiting them from doing the chase, but at a certain point, cease and desist, and we can better save lives.
And Darren Lewis was a pedestrian. I know his family came up to the Capitol, right?
His wife, Kathy Lewis, and all of those. It's a very passionate bill, because they emulate so many others in the state of Georgia that have lost their lives. So it's a good bill. I pray that we get the hearing and move it forward out of the House, and it goes successfully to the Senate and to the hands of our governor.
Okay, we'll keep up with all of your bills. I want to thank you both for being here today.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
That wraps up this episode of Lawmaker Spotlight. These conversations are part of the reporting you see on Lawmakers, our nightly show on GPB TV, covering the Georgia General Assembly. You can watch us weeknights for updates, interviews, and analysis from under the Gold Dome. I'm Donna Lowry. Thanks for being here.